Important Trading Club Update, Week 12. Welcome to this audio issue of Trading Club, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company, all rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. First, for new members of the Trading Club, welcome. We launched this service with two goals in mind. Grow a live $100,000 starting portfolio into $1 million, and show members what we are doing every step along the way. In the 10 months since our launch date on May 30th, we've grown the account by 29% to $129,295 versus a gain of 12% in the S&P 500 over the same time period. We believe the best is yet to come, and we're excited to have you join us on the journey. Let's begin with a quick overview of how this service works. Each quarter, we release a series of options trades designed to expire over the following 60 to 90 days. If you're new to options trading, we suggest starting with the Trading Club Playbook, which you can find here. This covers the key option strategies we'll use, how to make the transactions, and how to set up your account for options trading. We also suggest signing up to the Trading Club forum, where you can post questions and receive timely feedback. Click here to join the conversation. Alternatively, you can also email us with any questions or feedback at mailbag@porterandcompanyresearch.com. Now, on to today's update. We originally planned to publish our next series of trades today, March 23rd. However, we are pushing that back 1 week. Given the rapidly changing situation with the war in Iran and its significant impact on the financial markets, we are making some changes to our previous recommendations and overall strategy for navigating today's market. We now plan to release the next trade series on Monday, March 30th. Also note that we are providing today's update in lieu of our normal Friday portfolio update, as we will be finalizing our next series of trades all week. You can expect to find the new trades in your inbox next Monday, followed by our recorded trading video later in the week. For now, let's review where things stand today with the current portfolio. Following last Friday's option expiration, where all positions expired out of the money, we now have $73,870 in open positions plus $55,425 in available cash. Next, let's review all existing positions in the current portfolio. We also include links to the research for each recommendation down below. Please also note that we are making some changes to our buy-up to prices. Current stock and exchange traded funds, ETF, positions, with new buy-up to prices 100 shares of Philip Morris International, NYSE, PM. Buy-up to $170, raised from $165, 200 shares of Viper Energy, NASDAQ, Vinum. Buy-up to $55, raised from $40, 200 shares of Triple Flag Precious Metals, NYSE, TFPM. Buy-up to $35, raised from $30, 100 shares of Booz Allen Hamilton, NYSE, BAH. Buy-up to $90,100 shares of Celsius Holdings, NASDAQ, SEL. Buy-up to $50,100 shares of Figma, NYSE, FEFE. Buy-up to $32,100 shares of LandBridge, NYSE, Pound. Buy-up to $80, raised from $60, 100 shares of Waterbridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WB, buy-up to $30, raised from $25, current options positions long 5 British American Tobacco, NYSE, BTI, $50 calls, expiring January 15, 2027, buy-up to $10 per contract long 4 EQT, NYSE, EQT, $60 call options, expiring January 15, 2027, buy-up to $10 per contract, raised from $8, long 1 Invesco QQQ Trust, NASDAQ, QQQ, $580 put option, expiring June 30, 2026, buy-up to $25 per contract. We also currently hold the following two options, positions, which are no longer active recommendations. Please see the notes below for how we have adjusted these trades. Long 10 Celebrite, NASDAQ, CLBT, $20 call options, expiring April 17, 2026. We no longer recommend this trade, as these contracts will likely expire worthless. We have set a limit order to sell at 5 cents per contract in order to exit this position. Short 4 Celebrite, NASDAQ, CLBT, $20 cash secured put options, expiring April 17, 2026. For those not yet in this position, we recommend buying 400 shares of CLBT up to $16 per share, instead of selling these puts. For those already in this position, we recommend simply holding. This option contract will likely expire in the money on the April 17th expiration date, which would trigger the purchase of 400 shares of CLBT, making this option position essentially equivalent to being long 400 shares. Next, we provide a full table showing all current portfolio holdings and values. Portfolio overview. The table below shows all current holdings as of midday trading on March 23rd. A few notes on how to read and interpret this portfolio table. Please pay special attention to the action column, where we specify whether each trade is a buy or sell to open transaction. Next, the position size for each trade is equal to the current value of the position, with the exception of the cash secured puts. In the case of the cash secured puts, we define the position size as the total value of our future commitment to purchase 100 shares for each contract. This number is calculated as follows. Position size equals number of contracts x 100 x put strike price. We use this number because it accurately reflects our total capital commitment, and thus our total risk exposure on the trade. For example, in the case of the Cellebrite DI, NASDAQ, CLBT, $20 puts, the position size equals 4 by 100 x $20 equals $8,000. We use this number because it accurately reflects our total capital commitment, and thus our total risk exposure on the trade. As a reminder, we don't currently recommend placing the Cellebrite put trade if you don't already have a position. Instead, we recommend gaining the equivalent exposure by simply purchasing 400 shares. To see the current profit/loss across each open position and other details, please see the live snapshot of our tracking portfolio at the end of this update. Next, the links below will take you to each of the original recommendations in the current portfolio, including the 5 call contracts in shares of British American Tobacco, NYSE, BTI, which we covered in our inaugural trade series, here, and in a video recorded on May 30th, which can be found here, the June 2nd Triple Flag Precious Metals, NYSE, TFPM. Recommendation can be found here. The July 24th recommendation of Philip Morris International, NYSE, PM, trades can be found here. The September 24th recommendation of Cellebrite DI, NASDAQ, CLBT, can be found here. The January 21st recommendation of EQT, NYSE, EQT, calls can be found here. The Booz Allen Hamilton, NYSE, BAH, and Celsius Holdings, NASDAQ, CEL, recommendations were published as part of our previous trade series on Thursday, December 4th, which can be found here. The January 23rd recommendation of Figma, NYSE, KEN, can be found here. Waterbridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, and Viper Energy, NASDAQ, Wenham, which can be found here. We created a special report detailing how the Invesco QQQ ETF, NASDAQ, QQQ, put option trade works, which can be found here. The snapshot below shows these current positions in the Trading Club tracking portfolio. As of midday trading today, March 23rd, as always, feel free to email us with any questions or feedback at mailbag@porterandcompanyresearch.com. Good investing. Ross Hendricks, Porter & Company. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hope you enjoyed this audio issue. In addition to this issue, you should check out our top 3 best buys, where we highlight 3 current portfolio picks that are at an attractive buy point today. You can find the top 3 best buys under the Best Buys link on our site at porterandcompanyresearch.com.